Hello, welcome to Daily Ish for Friday, September 30th. It's 14 degrees outside, but you're, of course, not tuned into a weather podcast. This episode of Daily Ish is brought to you by FeedPress. Be sure to visit feed.press/dailyish today and sign up and try FeedPress. If you need podcast hosting, RSS feed analytics for your blog, anything like that, they've upgraded their storage now to 400 megabytes of storage each month that rolls over, so you can upload tons of episodes. $20 a month for a gig of more storage if you need it. So use promo code DAILYISH during checkout and you get 10% off your first entire year of service with them. My thanks to FeedPress and also by Patreon supporters like you, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a buck or two a month. Patreon supporters actually got a special episode of the podcast before I went to Cleveland, which I'm going to talk about now in review. So they got a preview of it, I guess, as it were. And so that's one of the perks of being on there. Patreon just launched made it a little easier to add a podcast feed that you can subscribe to for Patreon supporters. So something to check out, patreon.com/iChris. So first of all, a little bit of explanation. I help out with a site called atu2.com. It's a U2 fan site and news site and lots of things. And about a year ago, I approached Matt McGee, the owner of the site, about doing a podcast for U2. And as of now, this weekend anyways, we've published 40 episodes of the podcast. So, and lots of people think it's a paid gig. The people who work on the site, myself, et cetera, it's not. It's a hobby for fun because I love U2 and all the other folks who help out with it love U2, obviously. So nobody on the site is making money. I think there's one or two Google ads. They probably could turn on the ad money faucet if they wanted to, but it's kind of just kept as a labor of love. So when atu2.com decided to partner with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland to throw a party in honor of U2's 40th anniversary, I definitely wanted to try and go, but you've heard me talk about it. We're not like flush with cash. We don't really have the money to just fly out for fun for a weekend plus hotel and food expenses and stuff, especially Canadian dollar to American dollar gets a little more expensive. But Sue, my wife, suggested that I should do it. It's part of my own. Happens to be my 40th anniversary birthday year as well, coincidentally with U2. So we'd figure out the money stuff later because it was kind of like a once in a lifetime opportunity to be a part of something like this. So without her insisting, I probably wouldn't have gone. And so definitely thankful to her for pushing me out the door, as it were. So I flew out Friday really early and got there, flew all day. For those who are curious, Saskatoon to Minneapolis to Cleveland, and finally got there in time to have a dinner we had on Friday night with the atu2.com folks, everybody who was there. So it's great to finally meet a lot of the folks who are involved with the site, particularly those who I've talked to on the podcast, but obviously never talked face to face. We've done a couple of video versions of the show, but usually it's just Skype audio only. And so it was fun to just actually meet the people. I actually got to meet Matt for the first time. We happened to both be flying connecting in Minneapolis to Cleveland, and so Chick-fil-A for the first time in Minneapolis airport with Matt. So anyways, moving on, Saturday we had a scheduled recording of the U2 podcast they were going to do in front of folks. The Rock and Hall of Fame has this awesome theater space for either showing movies and stuff, which they did later than the weekend. They showed the U2 3D, which is a great concert in 3D that you can experience from U2's Vertigo tour from a few years ago. They do some really great things with, I was kind of skeptical of like a concert in 3D, if it would be cheesy, but they don't overdo the 3D-ness. There's a few moments where people, different band members or whatever, come out and sort of reach into the camera, as it were, reach out to you, but they don't overdo that too much. The really cool thing they did actually is with audio, where for a few times there where you're kind of focused in on, maybe it's Edge or Bonner or Adam or whatever on the stage or on the screen, and they kind of mute, lower a lot of the audience level and even a lot of the other band level, and you're kind of just hearing them specifically and only what they're doing, and it makes for a really neat effect. But anyways, I digress. Back to the podcast, we had a chance to do, I've never done a live in front of a bunch of people recording of a podcast, so it was nerve-wracking, but lots of fun to try and do that. There's about 80 to 100 people, I think. I don't know, I'm a terrible judge of crowds, but one A bunch of fans from around the world of U2 who happened to also listen to the podcast were there, including Fabiano, a guy who came all the way from Brazil, who's very active in our chat room when we record the U2 podcast. So it was great to finally meet him. And a few other folks too who listened to the show throughout the weekend, just getting to say hi to them and meeting them face to face, and just cool to see the sort of real world impact beyond just shows like this that are often feel like, anyways, it's like friends or family who maybe pity listen to the show. Anyways, that's just my own issue. But yeah, so along with Matt, Sherry, and Tasula, the folks from At U2, we got to interview Dave Fanning on this podcast on In Front of a Crowd. He's the Irish DJ that first played U2 when they broke and continues to be one of the people who gets to play their music first on the radio. He's, you know, obviously he's friends with the band, goes over to their house, got to hear great stories of, you know, getting to hear new music and having Bono shout in his ear as he's listening and all that kind of stuff. And so you can go listen to the episode. It's just published live yesterday, goodstuff.fm/ATU2/40. Link will be in the show notes. But yeah, it was nerve-wracking to do, but lots of fun once we got going, and so fun to have the crowd there that appreciates and enjoys some of the podcast inside joke stuff, and obviously like a crowd that just loves you too, and anything that you're talking about, they all know all about as well. In addition to that, just checking out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like not, it wasn't just all focused on U2. There's obviously U2 stuff there, but I didn't get to even get through the whole Rock Hall just because there's so much stuff there. I was very impressed actually with how much stuff was there, and would be worth Cleveland itself doesn't seem like an amazing city to visit. Apologies if there's any Cleveland folks listening, but the Rock Hall is definitely a good place to stop if you're driving through or whatever, and especially if you're obviously musically interested as well. So there's lots of other like panels. There's a U2 tattoo project that had their exhibit with showing off and talking the stories behind a bunch of people's U2 related tattoos. Kelly Eddington, who helps out with the At U2 site, also has an exhibit of a bunch of her artwork that she's done, U2 and other stuff as well. Which stuff, again, I've seen on the web, but never actually in person. So beautiful artwork that she's created was great to see there. And yeah, just a whole bunch of other stuff that was awesome to see and people to meet and just hanging around with, as I've said before, I think to just an opportunity to hang out in meat space in real life with your tribe, people who are into a thing that you're into, who are willing to drive to be a part of a thing that you're into, and just knowing that you're not the odd one out or the weird one who's really loving, say, the band in this case, and their music and stuff like that. So we, on Saturday night, we had the opportunity to, the site had booked, a theater and was showing U2's movie from late 80s, Rattle and Hum. And it's kind of like your concert documentary kind of thing. But it was a lot of fun to see Rattle and Hum with a bunch of U2 fans who laughed at the stuff that was goofy, who, you know, sang along with every single song, who gave, you know, just all the emotional responses to this movie that's obviously shown. It shows a bit of its age, but it still is a classic movie and time period in U2's life when they really sort of rocketed in popularity up to the top. And so as Dave Fanning kind of said in his interview, I think, and throughout the weekend, just how, you know, most bands get one sort of shot at being on top, and they have their 5 years of fame or whatever with it, and then they sort of settle back down. And U2's had a couple of those in each decade. And you can love or like or hate U2, but you can't argue with sort of their success and the worldwide appreciation of the band or whatever. And they've just kind of got to do that over, you know, each decade almost for the last three. And so it was fun to just be a part of that. And Saturday was the Rattle Hum thing. And then Sunday morning, that's when I watched the U2 3D movie and was trying to get into our last session with Dave Fanning. I wasn't the one conducting the interview or being involved with that, but just going to stick around for a little bit before heading to the airport. But it was late starting, and for reasons I found out later. And so I headed to the airport and found out at the airport, Tasula and I actually were both there, and found out that we had left. And Adam Clayton, the bass player from U2, called in, Skyped in, video call into this session that we weren't there for or whatever. And so it was a bit of like happiness, because obviously it's awesome that it happened, sadness because we weren't there to be a part of it, But knowing that obviously there's video versions of it, audio versions of it, etc. We just got the video version from the Rock Hall, and so that'll be published on the At U2 site shortly. But yeah, so it was kind of like a bit of bittersweet of way to end the weekend, of kind of the sadness of missing out on a really cool event that happened, but also just, yeah, overall still a great weekend and opportunity to be a part of that. So anyways, the weekend was awesome. I would heavily encourage you to be, if there's a thing you're into and you do a lot of it online with a lot of other folks and you feel like that's a really strong community, if they're having some sort of real life meetup in, you know, somewhere that's attainable anyways, I would heartily encourage you to consider going and being a part of it, because it does kind of change it. It kind of makes this, it's not that it's not real, obviously, just because it's on the internet, but it does turn it into this thing where you're sharing maybe a meal with, or drinks or whatever, or a hug or a high five or whatever with these folks that, you know, you carry with you and take that experience back and kind of just enriches what's already there, maybe online in the forum or website or Twitter chats or whatever you end up doing with whatever you're doing with the folks who are into the same thing as you. So I posted on Twitter a question yesterday of what would you admit to being obsessed with? And it's a bit of like a question related to some ideas of podcast stuff that I've got floating around my head, but also it was just kind of fun to get like a lot of responses back from U2 fans who knowingly, you know, I knew that that's obviously what they would say, but it's still fun to know that now I've met some of those folks in person and seen them and we've shared our love or crazy obsession with this band. And so thanks to anybody who happens to listen to this, who was there. It was great to meet you. Great to see you. Great to be a part of that with you. And hope you enjoyed the podcast session we did. Here's to whatever happens next, whatever next session. There's a concert U2 is doing as part of a sort of a big charity event in near San Francisco next week, I think. So there's a bit of like, hey, maybe you should come back down. And like, it would be super fun, obviously, to be in that kind of space, money and time-wise, to be able to do that stuff. But unfortunately, that's not in the cards right now. But it was a lot of fun to be able to be a part of this thing this time. So who knows what happens next? We'll see. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can find it at goodstuff.fm/dailyish. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff is Good Stuff FM. And like I said, be sure to check out the At U2 podcast, goodstuff.fm/ATU2. And the website there is atu2.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.